and holding that soul space, that space of alignment. And then going into your heart. Just feel yourself, feel your consciousness now focused in on your heart. And right now we're talking about your physical heart. I want you to focus on your physical heart. And with every breath you take, the heartbeat begins to slow. Taking nice, comfortable, deep breath. And this breath brings with it the energy of peace. And you can imagine yourselves walking through a meadow where the grass beneath your bare feet is like the most comfortable carpet with just the right amount of give as you step, as you take each step. A little gentle spring to it that it communicates to your feet so that you find your steps feeling lighter, easier, as you're walking through this beautiful meadow. You can smell the scent of flowers in the air and the warmth of the sun is just right. The rays are soft and loving. And the temperature of the air is utterly comfortable. And as you walk across this beautiful, scentful meadow, full of the sounds of birds, you can hear the distant hum of the bees as they visit the flowers, fully intent upon their purpose. You feel yourself in harmony, allowing your emotional body to also slow down. And with every comfortable, deep breath you take, your emotions are vibrating slower and slower. And you can feel their frequency moving into a lower and lower tone, so that you can feel your emotions deepening as they slow down, creating a slower, deeper sound throughout your forms and fields. And as you allow this, your frequency, your overall vibration is calming down so that this relaxed awareness is what you are becoming. And this relaxed awareness is spreading all through your mind to all the nooks and crannies, all the curves and hiding places, all through the brain, saturating it with this calm, relaxed awareness. And this awareness has the ability to slow everything down. And in this relaxed awareness, you think about something that upsets your emotional calm. Just bringing that thought of what it is, that which upsets you. Bring it into this space, allowing the note that it sounds in your mind begin to deepen. Lower and lower, slower and slower, letting it go deeper and deeper into this heart energy, this relaxed awareness, which resides in the heart. And so, allowing this note you've brought into this space, this energy, and allowing it to be radiated with your heart energy. It's a soft, gentle, heart energy, that compassion, that understanding. Sometimes it starts first with tolerance. Sometimes the things we bring to this space call for tolerance first. And as you bring that into the space of tolerance, which is part of the heart energies, and it's out on the edges. And so there at the edge, you slowly let this in. You start with tolerance. And tolerance always leads to inclusiveness at some point. And when you reach inclusiveness, now you're in a more open frame of mind to consider compassion through understanding. And in understanding, what leads to compassion is the relatableness, and the heart finds the way to link one to the other so that growth occurs in both areas, in both ways. Always the way of the heart, And so, as the heart is radiating to this energy, it is filling this energy with compassion and understanding. Compassion opens a door. It opens this door of relatedness. And relatedness is the foundation of connection. Connections are made through the magnetism of relatedness. It's one reason why, as you're progressing on your path, you become more and more open to the idea of understanding as many sides of any particular event or person as you can. Not before you pass judgment, but because you are looking for relatedness. If everyone looked for relatedness, the world could shift in an instant. How am I like that? Is a wonderful question. And as you begin to look for your relatedness, yet another area, not only of your heart, but of your mind, opens up. And in that opening is a greater and greater sense of courage and confidence, of knowing that you are following your path. You may not know where it leads, but your feet are telling you, keep going this way. Remember your feet? Have you stopped in the center of the meadow? Did you continue walking as you listened? Would like for you now mentally to sit down in the meadow and putting your etheric body into the lotus so that you are perfectly connected and balanced. Your etheric body is perfectly connected and balanced. And the thumb and the middle finger are forming the mudra for your etheric body. And as you're watching, as the mudras are completed, you begin to notice running through your etheric body an electrical current. And at every point where the body touches itself, that point of connection also carries magnetism. So this electrical energy is joining at many places to the magnetic energy of the connecting points in your etheric body. And this energy is transforming part of your emotional body, and it is holding the energy you brought in, holding it in its awareness. It's formed in a 45 degree angle, originating at your physical third eye, radiating out at a 45 degree angle upward, and having a 45 degree angle downward, and creating, in point of fact, pie shape point of radiation, radiating outward, reaching that etheric body. And the etheric body begins to resonate with this energy in the third eye. And it also is radiating outward in 360 degrees. So that your radiation is being radiated, and your etheric body is becoming more and more energized, getting more and more movement throughout the etheric body. And the body is creating frequencies of sound, and these frequencies are shifting energies, and the whole emotional body that you are holding is changing. The whole vibration of your emotional body is slowing down and becoming harmonious with the frequency of the heart. They are in harmony together. And you're allowing this harmony to vibrate through all your forms and fields, through all your bodies. And the etheric body continues to be fully energized. And now, your etheric body unfurls itself and stands up, joining with your other bodies. And the etheric body is that blueprint from which all the other bodies take their cue. And as the physical body aligns, as the emotional body aligns, as the mental body aligns, and the radiations lining up, and the personality body now joins and aligns, and you can feel the personality begin to shift perspectives. Just a subtly different way of seeing the world around you. And a subtle knowing when the emotions are in a state of any kind of turmoil, when they are anything but calm and smooth and flowing. And this subtle awareness, this new perspective, will help you to recognize. It will inspire you to sit down and meditate. Whether with this or some other meditation or just a moment to realign yourself, to take some breaths and to remember that you are a focus of love and acceptance. In your acceptance is compassion and understanding. And inclusiveness, knowing your relatedness. To feel generous in allowing the truth. No matter whether or not you feel whether or not you your natural instinct is to follow or to reject, asking you now to simply open to the possibility. And we're asking you to open to the possibility of your own divinity. And an integral part of the journey to fully expressing your divinity is to learn to calm the emotional body, to find peace, not through avoidance, but through inclusiveness, through embracing, through relatedness. The part of you that says, I may not recognize it, but I know it's true. And I am related to this. And through that acknowledgement of relatedness, your heart grows. And your body slows down. And the emotions are calming themselves, opening up that sense of flow. And then in a relaxed and open state, a thought or thoughts come to you. Remember them. Now, would like for you to turn and acknowledge the presence of yourself as soul. For you and your soul are one. You are in union with soul. And in this oneness, you feel the power of soul's love. You feel and know acceptance for you and your soul are one. Now, with all of your being melded with soul, merged and blended with soul, let the parts of yourself who recognize your thoughts express your gratitude to soul. And as soul's gift to you, receive an opening channel, a deepening channel, a clearer channel to your guidance than you've ever had before. Through the calm emotional state, through the heart and the connection to your soul, so much easier to hear the thoughts. And turn and thank your soul. Coming back slowly into the room when you are ready. We bid you namaste.